Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I think he picked up his Tesla Model 3 on Friday. He's been out tooling around all weekend. Got a question, though. Is this mass market EV that Elon Musk and the market is banking on, is this the one? Let's bring in our own Jamie Butters, U.S. Autos reporter at Bloomberg News. You've been driving your Tesla Model 3 all weekend?
Ha. Yeah, even if I had ordered one, which I haven't, I wouldn't be able to get it because I don't work for Tesla. I work for Bloomberg, and they're only selling them to employees at this point.
It's pretty wild, exactly. Hey, this is seen, though, Jamie, as you know, kind of being billed as like the mass market EV. Is it going to be, you know, different from what we've already got out on the market, but this is, you know, supposed to appeal to the masses, much less price point, if you will. Is that the case?
No, not even close. It definitely does get to a lower price point, a significantly lower price point than the Model S and Model X did. But, you know, the base price, the base model at $35,000 was really like an entry-level luxury car. They're not even making the batteries for that car until November sometime. So for now, the entry-level price is $44,000, which puts you in sort of the top, you know, 10% or so of sedans in America, and especially for a vehicle of that size is pretty remarkable. Now, you know, I mean, it's still a Tesla. It's going to be cool, and there's people who really want it. But it is far from a mass market. I think one of the quotes I read, you know, is he said that, you know, this is a car that half the people can buy. And it's like, it's not even a car for half of the new car buyers, which are, you know, frankly, the top, you know, quintile or so of Americans. So there's still a long way to go to get to the mass market.
Well, and I love this line in your story. You say, Jamie, having an electric car in the lineup that's affordable for more households is pivotal for CEO Elon Musk to reach the mass market. I mean, we've watched the share price. It's up 51%. Shares of Tesla up 51% this year on expectations that, you know, this is going to be a big part of the story, that he gets a bigger audience, you know, more people buying his cars. But it doesn't look like this may be the one that does it.
It's not there yet. Now, if his plan is to make like 500,000 of them next year, which if they can do, which is kind of a big if, because Toyota wasn't able to make 500,000 Corollas at that factory. But if they're able to make 500,000 and sell them at anything like a profit, you know, that is a big step, and it might be enough to fund the development of, say, maybe someday they come out with one that starts at like 20,000 and then actually sells for 30 or 35. And maybe there's a path toward the to get to the mass market, right? Just like they started at the very high end. Now they're coming down to more like mainstream luxury.
Right.
And maybe they can get actually to the mainstream in the next sort of generation of vehicles.
Well, and right now we still have the tax credit, right? That makes it still a little bit more affordable for people, even if it's not, you know, if the price point kind of creeps up a little bit.
Yeah, for a little while longer. You know, the Bloomberg New Energy, I believe, has estimated, New Energy Finance has estimated that maybe 80, 85,000 of those credits are fully available for Americans. You know, again, like if you were planning on getting that $35,000 car and being able to apply the full U.S. tax credit, that seems like there's going to be a very narrow window for anybody to get that and to actually drive away, you know, paying less than $30,000. Because they're just not going to be available in time. They'll run out of credits before the $35,000 car is even available.
But pricing is really important. I mean, you talk about, you know, for every kind of extra $1,000 that's added on, what happens?
Well, yeah, you lose, you know, 2% of the market every time you raise the price by $1,000. So the fact that this is actually coming out as a $44,000 car at the base level, you know, great with 310-mile range and all that, but a $44,000 car, you've just ruled out another, like, 19% of the market. It's a lot to slice off.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we did get, though, the rollout. If you happen to be a Tesla employee, are we hearing anything, you know, since Friday about this car that's come off, if you will? Yeah.
Pretty good reviews. Not so much the employees aren't going to talk, especially if they have any criticisms. But there are some journalists got to go for a little short drives. There are some of the auto enthusiast magazines have actually had some extended wheel time and have some reviews, and they're mostly positive, a few glitches here and there, but you know, the Buff books are really enjoying it. They say it's actually a better car than Chevrolet's Bolt, which is the other 200 plus mile range, you know, electric car priced in the 30s. But, you know, we'll see. And we'll see how the Bolt does. It's kind of gotten off to a slow start. It's really only available in about a dozen states by next month. By the end of next month, they expect it to be available across 50 states. And we'll see if there's, you know, more interest in electric vehicles than there has been to date, which has actually been, despite all the excitement around Tesla, demand for electric vehicles has remained very small.
Very small, right, which is some interesting perspective. And I guess with gas prices lower, too, that certainly has been a factor. Jamie, thank you so much. Jamie Butters, he is U.S. Autos reporter at Bloomberg News, joining us from our bureau in Detroit. Just taking a look at Tesla shares. They're down 3.6% today, down about almost $12, trading at $323.18 a share. Tesla shares, though, have had quite a rally this year. They are up about 51%.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.